You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Martin Weiss, author of The Ultimate Depression Survival Guide, How to Protect Your Savings, Boost Your Income, and Grow Wealthy, Even in the Worst of Times. We want to get his thoughts today as the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, goes on Capitol Hill and says while he believes many of the steps taken to alleviate the impact of this economic recession were necessary, it's time for Congress and the presidential administration to get rid of as much debt and deficit spending as possible in order to put the fiscal house back in order. And Dr. Weiss, thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, I thank you very much for having me.
How urgent is it to get the deficit under control? Everyone has been talking about it. Clearly, we're looking at a year where we're going to see a deficit four times the previous record high. What's the short-term impact of that much red ink?
It's already happening. You're seeing interest rates go higher, not only in Treasury bonds, but on mortgages, auto loans. Virtually all interest rates are tied back to the rates that the Treasury has to pay when it borrows money. And it's borrowing more money than ever before in history. Just in the first 5 months of this year, it has had a deficit which is actually five times bigger than the equivalent deficit last year. Just in April, a month when the Treasury usually has a surplus, they've been running a huge deficit. This is horrendous. I agree with the Fed chairman that they should start doing something about it right away. I totally support that, but I don't support his actions. He and the entire government is giving this idea of fiscal responsibility a lot of lip service, but they're not doing absolutely anything about it.
Talk a little bit about a couple of the points you made, and I want to highlight what you said about the month of April. Some may say, well, that's just one month on the calendar, but explain why running a deficit in the month of April is extremely alarming.
Because April is the month we pay taxes. April is the month when the Treasury Department is raking in huge amounts of tax revenues and almost always runs a surplus. So for the federal government to actually have a deficit in the month of April is extremely alarming. Imagine what's going to happen when they aren't getting those tax revenues. It's a disaster.
Ben Bernanke, of course, was a strong supporter of the TARP plan to shore up Wall Street banks. He also has led the effort for the Fed to spend $1 trillion in trying to inject more capital into the economy. Talk a little bit about his specific actions and the impact you think they have had and will have.
He is printing money, literally printing money, in order to buy up as many bonds as he can lay his hands on, including not only Treasury bonds to finance the deficit, but also mortgage bonds to support the mortgage market. Actually, the Federal Reserve Chairman and the Fed have bought $5 in mortgage-backed securities for every single dollar they've bought in Treasury bonds. And this is exactly what I was referring to earlier. He's not matching his actions with his words. He's saying, on the one hand, we have to control this, but on the other hand, his actions are out of control and potentially very damaging to the long-term credit and credibility of the United States government.
What will it take, Dr. Weiss, to get the fiscal house in order? We've obviously been running deficits for decades now, some years clearly worse than others, and right now we're at the worst we've seen in U.S. history. But what sort of steps need to be taken? How significant do they need to be, and what do you recommend?
I recommend that everyone concerned, that includes you and me, corporations, banks, and the local and city governments and the federal government, must make severe sacrifices in order to save money and to build up cash reserves for future bad times. Instead, the government, whenever people try to save more money, the government waves a red flag and says, no, don't do that. We want you to rush back to the mall and spend more money. We want you to borrow more money. And that, I believe, is exactly the wrong thing to do.
What about Congress and the administration? What's government's responsibility here?
Government's responsibility is to get their fiscal house in order, just like Mr. Bernanke is saying. And but they are doing precisely the opposite, unfortunately. And it's not merely the federal government that needs to step in and save, but it's also every individual American. That means accepting and adapting to a lower standard of living, with less material purchases and more savings for the future. Right now, what they're doing is what they said they would not do. They're kicking the can down the road. pushing the crisis off to the next month or the next year. But that's not the same thing as assuming responsibility for our future and for the future of our children and grandchildren.
Given the level of commitments we've seen from this administration just in the first few months through the stimulus package, the omnibus bill, and now, of course, they want drastic reforms of the healthcare and energy industries, where can we make some significant cuts?
Well, the very first cuts that need to be made is to back off, refrain, or declare a moratorium on further bailouts of companies that perhaps are better off in bankruptcy. And we thought that when a company like General Motors files for Chapter 11, that would end the continuing outpouring of taxpayer money. But instead, we discover that even in Chapter 11, General Motors is going to get another $30 billion. So I believe that the very first step is to cut back on the bailouts. The second step is going to be finding places to cut that have so far been sacrosanct. And unfortunately, the political will to do that is not there, and probably won't be there until we suffer through a more difficult economic times.
And many believe that entitlement reform, given the most recent numbers, has to be on the front burner. Do you agree with that?
I believe everything has to be on the table, but also we must recognize that while the federal government has paid a lot of attention to stress testing the banks, nobody has done anything to stress test some more important things in our life, such as hospitals, such as food shelters and shelters for the homeless. Let's not forget that in a depression, severe things can happen, and we are not predicting they will, but we should be prepared for them ahead of time.
Dr. Weiss, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dr. Martin Weiss is author of The Ultimate Depression Survival Guide, How to Protect Your Savings, Boost Your Income, and Grow Wealthy Even in the Worst of Times. This is Dateline Washington.